Back at it on a Thursday. My next guest I saw at CPAC. I didn't get a chance to speak with him directly, but I had a chance to listen to him a couple of times and thought he spoke a great ball game, to say the least. Congressman Ted Budd, he represents North Carolina's 13th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you here on the program.
Hey, great to be with you.
So a lot of things that I want to talk about, and, you know, immigration and open borders and a $1.9 trillion spending boondoggle, but I can't help but looking at the bill passed by the House last night, gutting election integrity, stuffing political speech into a bottle, 220 to 210, straight public, voting across, you know, partisan lines. It's called the For the People Act. But this is a disaster for American voters across this country, including North Carolina and Michigan and elsewhere. It's maybe the most frightening thing I've seen. What do you make of it?
You know, we call this the For the Politicians Act. It was not for the people. I mean, the Democrats named something one thing. That means it's exactly the opposite. What we see here is a Washington, D.C. beltway takeover of elections. It takes power away from the states. It uses taxpayer. That means your dollars, your listeners' dollars, to fund politicians to run for office. If you think the chaos of 2020 was bad, Steve, this actually puts that into law and makes that normal, and it totally favors Democrats. You know, they're trying to jam this stuff through before America wakes up, but I think America's already onto it. And, you know, we could pray that the Senate has a little more sense than Nancy Pelosi's House.
We'll find out. Public financing, in fact, it's 6-1, Congressman. The point being is if I put in $200 to support you or anybody else, the federal government would take tax dollars and give you $1,200 more. If I've been in $200, you'd end up with $1,400 because six-way match. I mean, who in the world thinks it's a good idea for the taxpayers to be paying all of these election costs? It's mind-numbing.
Well, Steve, I can tell you it's about 220 Democrats last night thought it was a good idea because it is the permanency of power for them. You know, 6-1, that pays people to run for office. That's not the way we do it in this country. They want permanent jobs. Look, American Republicans tend to go into office. They serve. It's an act of service and duty. We do it for a while, then we get out for the most part. And, you know, we want to move on. This is about their life. This is about power. This is about controlling Americans. And it's about using other people. I mean, Republicans, Democrats, yeah, Everybody's dollars to fund their D.C. Beltway lifestyle. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, it does things like eliminate voter ID.
Well, it does other things as well. Mass mail-in ballots, Congressman Ted Budd from North Carolina here with me today. Mass mail-in ballots required for any eligible voter anywhere in America, requires states to allow any eligible voter to use ballot drop boxes like the ones put in California. You know how well that works. Would require ballots that arrive 10 days after election day to be counted if the postmark looks like it's good. I mean, this is absolutely destructive. There's a reason that none of the European countries allow mail-in ballots anymore, and they tried it. And it was an abject failure there because it's ripe for fraud. Yes or no?
Oh, well, yeah, it's a total fraud, but it puts it into law. So it normalizes the worst part of 2020. You know, it part of it allows felons to vote, minors to vote, you know, and it eliminates voter IDs. It takes the mail-in voting and it puts that into law and it nationalizes the ballot harvesting, which we've seen being a gateway to fraud over the last couple of years, Steve.
Help me with process here, if you would, Congressman, because the way I understand it, this obviously cannot go into this boondoggle of a spending bill. We'll get to that in a moment. With anything less than 60 votes, the filibuster, it will not make it to the floor for a vote. Is that correct, or will it?
Yeah, that's true. Once it gets to the Senate, if they use, I believe they could do this twice in a Congress, if they could in a 2-year period, they can use this reconciliation, and so that's what they want to use for the spending bill. I don't know what sort of political maneuvering they're going to try to do to get this to pass. Part of it's messaging. Part of it is they're going to use whatever procedure they can in the Senate to get this through with a 50-plus-1 vote. And, you know, we pray that the Senate barely We pray that the Senate has just a little more sense right now than Nancy Pelosi's House.
Yeah, we're rooting for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and a couple of Democrats that might have tough races coming up in 2020. Of course, the races might be easier if this goes through, right? So we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, we've only got a couple of minutes left here because that was so important. That is the most outrageous bill I've maybe ever seen in my life. But meanwhile, the border's open, and we're going to spend $1.9 trillion, not on COVID, but for the next 10 years. This spending bill includes spending that's going on in 2031, Congressman. It's just like, where do they think the money comes from?
I think they think there's a giant machine, and essentially they're using that, but they don't realize that, that our generation, our kids' generation, the next generation has to pay this back. You're going to start choking down the economy. It's amazing how resilient the American economy is. What a testament to how strong we are, but eventually you kill the goose that supports us all. You know, this is simply an unspent funds and liberal wish list. When you talk about last year, we spent over $4 trillion for COVID relief, for vaccination development, to restart the economy, including the CARES Act. There's still $1 trillion, Steve, from a year ago that has not been allocated and spent. Why are they adding $2 trillion more on top of that, you know, more than a whole year's budget? Why are they piling more on top of that to, you know, without even spending last year's money?
Because they want to buy the next election. Yeah. I mean, that's it to me, Congressman. They want to put a down payment on the midterm elections that they're almost certain to lose because of, you know, three new seats in Florida, three new seats in Texas, and so on. You know the math, of course. So they're trying to buy it as soon as possible. Congressman Ted Budd, I wish we had a lot more time because I could sit and chat with you for quite a while, but I appreciate you taking the time. I look forward to speaking to you again.
You too, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Congressman Ted Budd from North Carolina's 13th Congressional District here on the program. Stand-up guy. A guy that says H.R. 1, the For the People Act, is for anything but the people. He's right about that. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.